Chanted one time, and those who can follow along are invited to do so. And next time we will have more time to announce the verse, and then can be written easily. Evam vrata svapriyana makirtya. Evam vrata svapriyana makirtya. Jatanurago druta citta uccai. Jatanurago druta citta uccai. Ha satya toroditi rotikayati. Ha satya toroditi rotikayati. Unmadavam. Sorry. Unmadavam lichyati lokabaya. Unmadavam lichyati lokabaya. That was very nice and very deeply impressed. Then we can try again. We can do again. Evam vata svapriya nama kirtya. Jatanurago druta citta uccai.
Jatanurago druta citta uccai.
Hasatya toro titirot gayati.
Hasatya toro titirot gayati.
Unmadavan mrityati lokabaya.
Unmadavan mrityati lokabaya.
Let me first say something to our Prabhupada Gopal. Dear Prashanta, also please stand up and talk. I will this time give the lecture in running English because of a certain reason, but otherwise we will have but today is exception.
Okay. Maharaj, samo želim da obavijesti da će danas samo koristiti simultanog prevodioca, simultani prijevod, jer je lekcija prilično intelektualnog sadržaja, ali će u buduće svaki sljedeći put koristiti konzekutivni prijevod, znači on će reći par rečenica i prevodilac će nastaviti.
If you are not so stable in English, this is good. You need to learn also. So this is a learning opportunity.
Ako niste tako dobri u engleskom, jednostavno trebamo malo i učiti, tako da je ovo dobra prilika za učenje engleskog jezika.
And there's a Radha Kripa, my Serbian jesnika. She is a jesnika in Srpski.
Expansion.
Yes.
Samo je Radha Kripa, ekspanzija mog srpskog jezika i
thank you. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale
Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Vinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gaurapani Acharine
This lecture is entitled Kirtan is the essence of the teachings of the Srimad Bhagavatam. The background of this lecture is this. We Vaishnavas have one main scripture from which we take the proofs for our deep core truths, who is the basis of what we believe in, what we do, and what we hope to achieve, is the Bhagavatam. When you want to make a claim in the Vaishnava world, you need to show how your claim is substantiated in the Bhagavatam. And in this lecture, the attempt is made to show how Kirtan is the essential teaching of the Bhagavatam and thus the essence of the Krishna conscious practice and movement. So this is a bold step, I have with me His Holiness Bhakti Vaibhava Maharaj, who will check very carefully if these statements are acceptable. And I have a scholar, Pandit Maharaj, Maharaj, who will, from the academic background, double check everything so that we don't have to believe something which is only from a poor fool called Sachinamit Swami. So we will see this now. So, according to the Bhagavatam, the hidden incarnation, jana, avatar, for this age is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has come to deliver the Yuga Dharma. There's a very interesting meeting which is discussed in the Chaitanya Charitamrita between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his teacher Ishwarapuri, his spiritual master Ishwarapura. In this meeting, the claim from the Chaitanya tradition that the Bhagavatam really talks about Kirtan as the essence of its whole teaching is raised and brought to our attention. The section is in the seventh chapter is of the Adi Lila, where a meeting between the avatar of the holy names and Ishwarapuri is described. Lord Chaitanya recounts this meeting before an assembly of scholars of the impersonal school. It says amongst other things, that after my spiritual master had told me that I should not study the Vedanta Sutras, but I should instead sing the holy name. He taught me one verse, which is the essence of the Bhagavata. These words are there. And rather than spend more time, I showed the devotees, I read from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, but here I know that you will remember something of this passage. It's a known passage in our movement. My spiritual master taught me the essence of the Bhagavatam teachings, and in this, it is this verse: Evam vata svapriyanam kirtya jatanurago druta citta ucha asatya toro titiro kayati onmadavanyati lokabaya. By chanting the holy name of the Supreme Lord, one comes to the stage of love of Godhead. When the devotee is fixed in his vow as an eternal servant of the Lord, and he gradually becomes very much attached to a particular name and form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as his heart melts with ecstatic love, he laughs very loudly, he cries or shouts. Sometimes he sings and dances like a madman, for he is indifferent to public opinion. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refers to this verse as Bhagavatera Sara. Edvale eka shloka shikaila mole Bhagavatera Sarae vale vale vale. My spiritual master taught me a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. It is the essence of all the Bhagavatam's instructions. Therefore, he recited this verse again and again. If you would like to read a little bit about this section on your own reading time, I request you to turn to Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, 7th chapter, from verse 93 onwards, and you will find an elaborate explanation of Srila Prabhupada in the verses 795 to 96. So now, because of time reasons, I will not read this now. Unfortunately, it would be good actually to read a little. Ah, oh, Krishna. Because we are now in the temple tradition, we should read from our spiritual master first. Do we have a Chaitanya Charitamrita? Or we have some on the... Yes, yes, good. So can you find RD 7, 95, 96? Is there? We don't know. You might have to sit here because it will start to fly and these things don't work with me. It already does something which I was not planned. Yes. Do something. I'm very new into this. Then we don't lose it all of a sudden. Or bites me. Lord Chaitanya reacts now. I firmly believe in these words of my spiritual master. Therefore, I always chant the holy name of the Lord alone and in the association of devotees. That holy name of Lord Krishna sometimes causes me to chant and dance, and therefore I chant and dance. Please do not think that I intentionally do it. I do it automatically. A person who cannot keep his faith in the words of his spiritual master, says Srila Prabhupada, but acts independently, never receives the authority to chant the holy name of the Lord. It is said in the Vedas, Svetashvatara Upanishad, Yasya deva para bhakti yata deva tata guru tasya ite katita shata prakashante mahatmana. Only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. So Srila Prabhupada now broadens our understanding. He says, this is parampara, you must have faith in the words of the spiritual master, and if you don't, there will be no empowerment. And then Prabhupada makes a little later a very interesting remark about this statement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he doesn't do it. He doesn't dance and chant in a forced way, but it seems that something comes into him and he does it automatically. He is, it is very interesting for those who like to study deeper how things are explained in our methodology. It is to be understood that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted and danced, he did so by the influence of the pleasure potency of the spiritual world. It's called the Khladini Shakti, which combines with the Sambit Shakti and then Bhakti and powers. This was my comment. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never considered the holy name of the Lord to be a material vibration, nor does any pure devotee. Sorry. It has done something, it's gone. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never considered the holy name of the Lord to be a material vibration, nor does any pure devotee mistake the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra to be a material musical manifestation. Lord Chaitanya never tried to be the master of the holy name. Rather, he taught us how to be servants of the holy name. If one chants the holy name of the Lord just to make a show, not knowing the secret of success, he may increase his bile secretion, but he will never attain perfection in chanting the holy name. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented himself in this way: I am a great fool, and I do not have knowledge of right and wrong. In order to understand the real meaning of the Vedanta Sutra, I never followed the explanation of the Shankara Sampradaya or Mayavadi Sannyasis. I am very much afraid of the illogical arguments of the Mayavadi philosophers. Therefore, I think I have no authority regarding the explanations of the Vedanta Sutra. I firmly believe that simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, can remove all misconceptions of the material world. I believe that simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one can attain the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. In this age of quarrel and disagreement, the chanting of the holy names is the only way to liberation from the material clutches. It's a rather lengthy purport. I've given you just two highlights from Srila Prabhupada's comment, and I encourage you to read it in your own reading. Thank you so much. So, there are several Vaishnava traditions who might disagree with this statement from the Chaitanya traditions. And there needs to be now a good proof for this claim. that the Bhagavatam, really the essence of its teachings is the Kirtan. For us, members of our close group, so to say, it is clear, we also don't. It's not that everyone believes in this, but we also may need some further proofs to have faith in this. Now, there is an old tradition where six criteria are employed in order to determine the content of a text. This is a standard method which was applied, for instance, by Baladev Vidyabhushana, but also by the great Acharya of the impersonalistic view, Shankaracharya. It was implied by the Vaishnava teachers of old, Ramanuja and Madhava, and this same method is employed by Jiva. It's a very particular exegetical method. So we will turn now to our professor to hear what is an exegetical method. Now, as far as I know, it's a method which brings out something. Is this true? Exegesis? Oh, exegesis. Yeah.
It's an elaboration on religious
texts. It's an elaboration on religious texts. Yes. Do you hear what I hear? There is a feedback. What will we do about this?
Yes.
We will kill the loudspeakers. That would be the Serbian. I'm sorry, I'm joking. But it was not a good joke, I'm sorry. So, Jiva Goswami in his Paramatma Sandhava, Anuchedya, 105, text 5, mentions these six criteria. Here's the verse for you. Upakramo asamhara abhyaso puvata phalam atavado papaticha lingam tarpaya nirnaye. So, in order to see what is the main point of a text, you need to analyze it according to these six criteria. Upakrama, it is the beginning or opening sentence. It's, so to say, the preamble which the author chooses for his text. Then, upasamhara, how does he end his text, the concluding verse? Then there must be the abhyasa, what is repeated again and again in the text. Then apurva phala, what extraordinary result is promised when you do this. Then atavada, and that is an unprecedented glorification, like what is glorified in this text in an unprecedented way. There may be other things which are glorified, but this is one thing which is receiving this the highest glorification. And finally, upapati, some reason or logic is applied or that to prove the point. These six criteria will now be used to see if the Bhagavatam really talks about Kirtan as the essence of its teachings. Let us now go to the first one. Upakrama. The Bhagavatam starts in verse 1. we always say Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, and then it starts Janmadyasyo Yatam Bhagavat Itaratas Chatesya Vijyanasvarat Tena Brahma Hridaya Adikavaye Mujanti Yatsuraya Tejo Vali Mridam Yata Vinimayo Yatra Trishago Mersha Hamna Svena Sadani Rasta Purkam Sadyam Param Dimahi. No kirtan is in this verse, that's good. Well, Sadyam Param Dimahi means I therefore meditate upon him, Lord Shri Krishna, who is eternally existent in the transcendental abode, which is forever free from the illusory representations of the material world. I meditate upon him, Satyam Param Dhimahi, for he is the absolute truth. In our Bhagavatam, it starts with Kirtan, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. It's prefaced to this text. The concluding verse of the Bhagavatam, it's in 19, is the same sentence. I meditate upon that pure and spotless absolute truth, who is free from suffering and death. It says, Amritam Satyam Param Dhimahi. And the next verse is saying, Namastasmai Bhagavate Vasudevaya Sakshine Yaidam Kripaya Kasmai Vyachachakse Mumukshave. We offer our obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vasudev, the all-pervading witness, who mercifully explained this science to Brahma when he anxiously desired salvation. And the very, very, very last verse, this was 12, 13, 20. Now, 12, 13, 23 says, Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord Hari, the congregational chanting Nama Sankirtanam, of whose holy name destroys all sinful reactions. Let me summarize. The opening verse of the Bhagavatam and the concluding verse is, I meditate about the supreme truth. And the last verses, it's the word Vasudev is given. And in the very last verse it says, I offer my respectful obeisances unto that Lord by a certain method, says the congregational chanting of whose holy name destroys all sinful reactions. Now, we will come to the third criteria, abhyasa, or repetition in the Bhagavatam. I looked up in the folio and I found 400 places in the Sanskrit text where the chanting is or kirtan is glorified repeatedly. For instance, one very, very explicit word is in the 12th canto of the Bhagavatam 351, where it says, Kaya doshe nidirajan astihe ko mahat gunan kirtanat eva krishnasya mukta sangha param vajet. My dear king, although Kali Yuga is an ocean of force, there is still one good quality about this age. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one can become free from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. It says here, the kirtan eva, certainly of Krishna, not just a Ganesh kirtan, kirtan eva Krishnasya, gives one two results: freedom, mukta sangha, from material bondage, and param vraja, one goes to the transcendental kingdom. Next verse says, in other ages there are other methods, but kalo tat tari hari kirtanat. In this age of Kali, it's the kirtan of Hari. Now, there is an apurva phala, an unheard of result when you do this practice, which is stated in the Bhagavatam. The unheard statement you must understand in a historical context and also in a spiritual context. In olden times, it was believed, for instance, that your birth, which you were took by your karma, it is called the manifested karma, parapta karma, is unchangeable. A sutra, therefore, can never study the Vedas because he is always a sutra and can never rise beyond his skin, so to say, beyond his karma, parapta karma. That is, he's not a Brahmin. He cannot even touch the Vedic scriptures. But the Bhagavatam says, aho. Aho means in English, wow. But we have, this is modern English, but old English is, oh, how glorious. This is how we have translated it. But we are in modern, postmodern times, we would have to now change this into wow. But I will stay here in our translation. It's in the third canto, 33rd chapter, text 7. It says, this chanting of the names can destroy your parapta karma. It says, oh, how glorious are they whose tongues are chanting your holy name. Even if they are born in the families of Svapachas. Yeah, Svapachas means those who eat the dog, especially good is the hind leg of a dog. I did some research in India. They don't mind that there was stool on the hind leg. The dog eaters eat it So, even if born in the families of dog eaters, such persons are worshipable. Aho! This is unprecedented, this idea. Persons who chant the holy name of your lordship must have executed all kinds of austerities and fire sacrifices. And they must have achieved all the good manners of the Aryans. Aho! To be chanting the holy name of your lordship, they must have bathed all at holy places of pilgrimage, studied the Vedas, and fulfilled everything required. In other words, the chanting of Nama Grinanti, it says, of your name. Yes. That uplifts a person from even an unfortunate birth, which is, and brings him to a highly exalted, absolutely transformed existence. There are a few other statements about this very, very powerful claim. It's also the first canto, 18th chapter, 19th and ongoing. thing that Vanu Swami translates, if just being under Kuta Puna Grina Tunama Tasya Grinato, by taking the name, if already when we follow the directions of great devotees is so powerful, that comes later, that by the power of devotees, even the Hunas and the East Germans and the Prussians and the Tibetan people and the Kashas and all these people can be delivered if by being in contact with the devotees. But more is there. If just by being under the directions of great devotees is already so powerful, then what doubt is there that for one who chants the name of the unlimited Lord, his parapta karma will be destroyed? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur talks on these verses by making a point. He says, it is well known that parapta karma is destroyed only by experiencing it. That's the general understanding amongst spiritualists. And most of the Hare Krishnas also believe in this. You have to go through this, Abu. It cannot be changed. No. But this is well known. This normal people think. But Vishwanath says, it is well known that parapta karma is destroyed only by experiencing it. How could chanting the name destroy it? And a doubtable ask. This verse answers, because the Lord has unlimited energies, one of those energies certainly will destroy parapta karma. And just to get my audience on board, I will tell a sensational story now. I knew one Madhati who had a cancer in the uterus. That's the place where in the woman body where the child is grown. And it was a maleficent cancer. She went to the hospital in Mainz, the university hospital, with a specialist, and the specialist said, we need to do surgery on you and take half of the uterus away from you. She wanted to be a family lady, and this was shocking. This meant she would not be able to have a child, only an adopted child. So she came to the temple, and I happened to be there and asked for an opinion. She was a congregation member, and I said, well, I know that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told when his when the ashrams received parapta karma, means they got sick, the people in the ashram, he said, you now need to chant. No medicine, don't buy medicine. I was not allowed to do that. So, but I won't recommend you this, because then I would say, for the moment, don't do anything, but go in 2 weeks again and ask again for an x-ray and see how it is. And she said, Maharaj, I read somewhere in Prabhupada's books that if you chant the holy name, has such unlimited power. Yes, I said, but only if Krishna wants. Sometimes Krishna may seem for his devotee that it's just the right way to learn, to have some learning experience. So let us not play with Krishna's decision. But what we could do is, in 2 weeks we can go again. So she went after 2 weeks, and she had chanted during extra rounds, a few extra, not very much, but then the the growth was had stopped, which was something which the specialists had not expected. So he said, all right, it has stopped, but there is no way. It has to be removed. Believe me, I'm the specialist here. But come back in 1 month and we see again. After 1 month, the growth had gone back. Long story short, after half a year, it had disappeared. In this case, appeared in the highest authority for a German reader, the Bild-Zeitung. It was high authority for the Germans. I'm joking. Those who know the Bild-Zeitung, you know, there's articles like "Breakfast with the Murderer," or you know, and just one of these cheap sensationalist papers. It was extraordinary, and it was gone. Cancer was gone. Parapta karma. This means what the karma which you have to deal with, because it's not lying there in seed form. It has already manifested. That is the claim of the Bhagavatam, the unprecedented claim. It goes away. Why? The reason is the Lord has unlimited power. But I really want to say here, because some of our audience may lose the point with this extraordinary story. I just gave it as an illustration that such things are possible. But I don't feel, I read to you earlier the statement of Prabhupada, we should be a servant of the Holy Name, then only we can be empowered to chant properly. If we want to be the master of the Holy Name by using the Holy Name as an alternative to chemotherapy, that would not be the right way. But parapta karma can be changed. And the main argument of the Bhagavatam, which is an argument a little bit new to our Western thinking, is that your parapta karma, which manifests in your birth, can change and you can transform, and fool can become the speaker of the Vedas. So now the last criterion. Now there's another criterion I jumped over. Yes, extraordinary glorification. Atavada. Here I would like to request our Maharajas to listen very attentively, because I'm not sure if this is it's a glorification, but I don't know if this is the best verses or best incident. There is one incident in the sixth canto of the Bhagavatam which I feel is important because of its placement. It's right in the middle of the whole work. We usually know that the middle chapters, six middle chapters of the Bhagavad Gita, which were they are very important. There is one verse, Manmana Bhava Mat Bhakto. It appears directly in the middle of the Bhagavad Gita. Where Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, this verse is the key to the whole book. And it is, because this verse, Manmana Bhava Mat Bhakto, which appears in the ninth chapter of the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, is repeated as the only verse which is repeated in the 18th chapter again. So it is important to place something in the middle of a work. That's a tradition. This story is, of course, the famous story of Ajamil. Ajamil, as you know, was a Brahmin who totally left the Brahminical path in order to have a first a romantic affair and then a relationship with a lady who was practiced in the art of deception, a prostitute in other words. And this Ajamil had to give up his profession of being a Brahmin and living on donations. No one would invite him any longer for services. He became a murderer, a robber, a gangster, everything. When he was 85, he had his last child, a very lusty man, if he's still active at 85. And when he died, this boy was playing next to his bed. The boy's name was Narayan. I think your older son is also Narayan. Yeah. You wanted maybe so when he was dying, he was I'm sorry, but I need to keep my audience awake. So when he was dying, he was needing shelter. And his boy, 5 years old, not like the glorious son of Dira Prashanta, a small boy, 5 years old boy, was playing, not understanding that his father was dying. He was just playing innocently nearby. And Ajamil just called, Narayan. Especially he had seen the Yamadutas with their fierce faces and was terrified. Now, the real Narayan, the Lord of the Vaikuntha, heard this poor man chanting his name, and that's the Bhagavata verse. When the Lord heard this, he said, "This man is mine. I need now to take care of him." And he sent the Vishnudutas, who sent the Yamadutas, the messengers of death, away and saved Ajamil's life and then gave him a second chance. He went to Haridwar, where he engaged in the practices of bhakti, and after some time was brought back to Vaikuntha. So this is amazing. The reason why the Bhagavatam gives this is called Kamucha Nyaya. It's a special logic. That means if already a fallen person like Ajamil, who chanted what is technically called Ashrada Chaya Namabhas, you know, chanting without faith at that moment, meaning someone totally different, not the Lord, but his son. If he already got such a result, what will those attain who chant with faith and with knowledge the holy name? Do you understand the logic? If already this very fallen and unfortunate person received such a high result by chanting, that he went back to Godhead by just chanting Narayan, meaning his son, how much more Kamucha Nyaya will be the result of those who do it faithfully with knowledge like all of you. This is a glorification of the holy name. Look at the power of this practice. Just for a moment, stop everything. Just analyze this. Isn't that wonderful? How powerful the holy name is. It's a big glorification. So the last criteria is the use of logic. Here again, I will turn to my learned jury, I will summarize some of the last verses that is from the 12th canto of the Bhagavata, 3rd chapter, text 46. There it is said that if a person hears about and glorifies, this is kirtan, and meditates, or simply offers great respect to the Supreme Lord, who is situated within the heart, the Lord will remove from his mind the contamination accumulated during many thousands of lifetimes. This is an introductory verse to a subject which is open. The subject is that in the age of Kali Yuga, all objects, places, and even individuals are polluted. Do you sometimes notice this in your life? We were born in Kali Yuga, and it seems there are two people in us. Isn't this? One is very attracted to spiritual life, but the other is attracted to look at a good movie. Contemporary people of our time. This happens also, all the devotees are also in this category. So there are two people. We are people of our times. We have also certain contaminations. For instance, there is an insistent lingering smell of lust in the brain of Kali Yugas. Do you know this? Sometimes you think things which should not be thought. Hari, no? This happens to you also. Yes, sometimes. We are in Kali Yuga. It is, why should we not be honest? This happens to old men and young men. It is. Bhagavatam says, in Kali Yuga, objects, places, and even individuals are polluted. Only the Lord Himself, and not a spiritual sadhana like austerities, breath control, compassion, bathing in holy places, charity, and even chanting various mantras, can achieve the same absolute purification as that purification which is achieved when the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in the heart. The Bhagavatam says, if you engage in the process of demigod worship, austerities, breath control, compassion, very good practices, bathing in holy places, strict vows, charity, and chanting of various mantras, one's mind cannot attain the same absolute purification as that achieved when the unlimited personality of Godhead appears within one's heart. This is 12th canto, 3rd chapter, verse 48. Now, then, the Bhagavatam says that by chanting this verse in this section, Krishna appears in the heart. It says like this: only when fire is applied to contaminated gold can any discoloration because of traces by other metals be removed. The example is you have gold and it has a red shine in it, and it's because there's some copper with it. If you put fire to the gold, then it can be purified. You can't purify it by blowing on it or by bringing some cloth with water or with some chemical metal. No, you must bring fire. So when you chant the holy name, the Supreme Lord enters the heart, and what happens? Purifies the heart. This is the logic. By this process and no other process. birds. Yata himni sito vaniya duvanam antidatoyam evam atma gato vishnu yoginam ashubhashayam. That's where it's came to the 13th chapter, verse 47. Just as fire applied to gold removes any discoloration caused by traces of other metals, Lord Vishnu within the heart can purify the mind of the yogis. So by this chanting of kirtan, this is my claim. My claim is, I feel it's the claim of the Bhagavatam. You will become relieved even in the age of Kali from all contaminations. Kalya dosha nidirajan, the age of quarrel, the age of Kali, is an ocean of faults. Ocean means a lot of faults are there, like in an ocean, a lot of water is there, really enough to drown many people, most people. I think the whole planet could walk into an ocean and drown. So in the same way, the Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. However, the Bhagavatam says in the 12th canto, kirtanat eva krishnasya. Kirtan eva means certainly the name of Krishna. It is the safe way, mukta sangha, to become free from this, these problems, and param brajet, to receive the highest goal. And those who are a little bit interested in Braj Bhakti will say, see, Braj, you know? So this is a very good subject matter for all of us to meditate. I know in a country like Serbia and the Balkans, isn't something which you will tell your friends will come now, we are not living in temple communities like, for instance, the Hungarian farm in Nuru Brajanam, I think it's called. But we are living spread out, and our movement could be best described as a congregational movement. Most of us have more interaction with the material world. It shows in the frizuras, it shows also in the eyes. You can see clearly what is mostly on devotee's mind. And we may not think every day on these subjects. But it is very important to take something out of this for us. That we live in a dangerous time. We live in a dangerous place. Our atmosphere in which we live is not safe for spiritual life. But there is this great spiritual compensation that Lord Krishna has appeared in His holy name. It is ready for every one of us that we contact Him. And therefore, my request to all of you is to take kirtan very seriously. It may be your only hope. It may be that otherwise you are cheated in this human form of life. You have no opportunity to purify the heart and come in contact with Krishna. It may well be that you remain an unhappy inhabitant of a twilight zone, not material life, real intense material life, and also not real spiritual life, but something in between, nobody's land, where the ground is made of frustration, of hopes, where we walk on. So it is very important that we take this lesson of the Bhagavatam to our heart and enter into Kirtan. This is so wonderful. We can do it everywhere. We can do it at home. We can do it in the temple. We can do it in sanghas. We can do it alone. It is even allowed to do it in the bathroom. No restriction of time, place, and circumstances. We can do it at our working place. Maybe we wait until people are out of the room. We can put, I have been in dental clinics, and there was kirtan going on. Very pacifying kirtan. During the dental operation. Yes, everywhere kirtan is possible. It's a very, very handy spiritual practice, very easy. But the Bhagavatam also says one thing. Now, fasten your seatbelts. It is known that a person who is about to die collapses on his bed. He passes out of consciousness. If this person chants the holy name, the Lord will take him. But in the age of Kali, people are so unfortunate that even though it is known that a person who collapses, is really out of his mind, can be saved by chanting, still people will not chant the holy name. Let us not be the members of this unfortunate group of devotees, unfortunate group of people who know about the glories of the chanting, but who just don't chant, who don't even finish our 16 rounds, the japa daily, who do not go out from Kirtan. When there's a Kirtan, we take our new Apple computer from America, bought by a Serbian friend in Dubai, on the black market for very cheap price, and we engage in the social media. After all, Twitter is also there, and Facebook is also there, and we can read bad things about anyone if we want. And they're very interesting for the gossip tendency, and we can SMS during the kirtan. Let us not be in this very unfortunate situation. Hare Krishna. I hope if everything will be forgotten, this will not be forgotten. It will be discussed from one person to the other. It was about kirtan. So good. This was my humble attempt. I will go afterwards to my godbrothers and discuss with them. But maybe there are comments first and questions later about all this. Not all at once, please. Thank you, Maharaj, for very nice presentation, systematic and very persuasive. Just a technical point, which I found helpful, since you talked about the Shatlingam system of analysis of text, which comes from the Mimamsa tradition.
Oh, please record this. I think so.
Yes.
Are you recording this for Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj is saying?
Good. That what I understand about the first two, Upakrama and Upasankara, is they don't actually have to be in the very beginning and very end, but if they're near the beginning and near the end, that counts also.
Good.
And as you mentioned, the first verse doesn't use the word kirtan. But it occurred to me that arguably the Srimad Bhagavatam, this may surprise some of you, doesn't actually begin until chapter 1 of Canto 2. And why is that? Because this is the beginning of Shukadeva Goswami's reply to Maharaj Parikshit. And in that chapter, again, not the very first verse, but within that chapter, he gives the initial answer to Parikshit Maharaj's question, which is, what is the duty of a person who is about to die? And there he answers, etc.
Thank you so much.
That may be.
Thank you so much. I also thought it was a weak starting. But yes. Thank you so much. I will correct it. Thank you. Yeah, but I don't know. But it's a very strong initial step. I start strongly. Yes. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yes. We shall all become like this. You know, see, my God, right there, discussing about Bhagavatam. This is very important. They are interested. Oh, what is this? Where is this exactly? This is how we should study the scriptures with deep interest. Can you watch? Yes, Dandi Bhaksha Prabhu. Sorry.
Oh,
please, your good name.
Rasodadi Hari.
Rasodadi Hari. Rasodadi Hari Prabhu. Wonderful name. Hare Krishna. Yes.
So you say that by chanting Hare Krishna, if it done for taking care of health or economic problems or any problem, it will not give us prema bhakti, certainly. But would you recommend someone to chant Hare Krishna if he is in trouble, material trouble, like prema problem with health or any such any problem? Would you? Because why I'm asking this? Because it seems that, on the other hand, it is kind of a parada to chant
from material gains. Yeah. Yeah, I followed the question. There is in one of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's works, and I'm very sure it's I read this very, very long ago, so I cannot. It's in a purport of something that to call that the devotees of Krishna do not worship the Lord for material gains, like wealth or happiness in this world, or health even. But when they come into a situation where they are helpless, they turn immediately to their father. And this is something which is natural, and it doesn't count like breaking the devotional principles. Like when you are helpless and nothing else helps you, you will go to the Supreme Lord. And you will say, help, please. Because Where else is Parmeshwar? Now, this will come, for instance, when you are in a car accident. And have you noticed that the car gets off the road and everyone goes, Krishna! Should we not say, you are calling out for material goals? No, it is a very natural reaction of a devotee to turn to his Lord in difficulties. It's a very natural reaction. It is, he's not breaking the principles of bhakti. Now, this statement is there. And I believe, at least when we hear it, we can understand, yes, okay, yes, Now, yes, generally Prabhupada told us we should not ask Krishna, like when he was in his last days with us, we asked him if we can pray to Krishna for his health, and he said, this is the prayer, my dear Lord Krishna, if you so desire, please cure Srila Prabhupada. This is not, he didn't want the principles of bhakti to be compromised, even in such a case. So this is the general teachings which we get. But if out of it happens, you know, I was once, please forgive me here, I will call you Prabhu because I have to write down the name and then look at it a few times, then I can remember. It was very bad in name, remember it. But I remember in my own life, I had to struggle with this because I had gone through a very hard surgery and had caught on top of it a sepsis. It's a thing where out of 10 people who catch this, 9 die. So I was on death row, you know. And then I somehow survived this. Oof. And then I was diagnosed cancer in the intestines, like my father also had, you know. And then it was too much. I just broke down. I went to Radha Madan Mohan and I said, this is more than I can take. Just survive something. My will strength is down. I'm a broken man now. I need some time. And you, please, whatever happens, I know, please be at least close by and don't let me die this painful death. It's just pass stool and urine from morning till evening and it's too much, please. And when I prayed like this, I had this in my heart that Vishwanath Chakravarti said, when a child is helpless, it talks to him. Then after a few days I said, I'm sorry that I did that. You know best what is best for me. I can just say that if I have to die now, please, I'm afraid of heavy pain. Please, a little less pain if possible. So I broke the second time. But it's normal, you know. It's not really, we human beings, you know. The Lord is all me. It's the Lord. But then generally, we better we take medicine when there is a problem and not make the Lord outside. And also, it's a question, do we have enough faith in the Holy Name? Maybe we chant really soon, when the very beginning stage is still, so we better not take any chance, you know. Good. Who else? Deva, this will be the last question because Prasad is also there. It's on the internet.
It's a slave watch, but.
Yeah. This is the one. Okay. our Krishna Chaitanya Swami gave the right explanation. Please, this is this is I know also from the purport of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He says there that Namanu Kirtanam is the thing to do. Please refer to Prabhupada's amazing purport also, where he explains all the offenses which you have to avoid so that this works. He gives there a very precise sadhana of chanting, how to do it, all the rules and regulations, how to make it a success. It's the verse, Srimad Bhagavatam 2.1.11. Please write it down. 2.1.11. It's really... thank you, Maharaj. I was unsure about the opening. I felt it was not strong. And here is really Namanu Kirtanam. And your reasoning, may I say, just may I ask back, to just understand it properly. Because Parikshit Maharaj had asked a question, what's the duty of a man who is about to die? And now the answer comes to this question. This is the reasoning.
Yeah, the whole first canto is leading up to that question.
Yeah.
And then Shukadev begins his answer. Shukadev's answer is the beginning of the life.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you. This is great, great. Great contribution. Thank you very much. Yes, it's clear. Thank you. So please read this. 2.1.11. It's a wonderful purport also. Really, the purport was often in the time when I was young, doing initiations, first initiations, even in Prabhupada's presence, this verse was read. So that we would understand during first initiation how to practice the initiation in the holy name. It was long. I remember in Paris, it was red and the sun was there, and we were hungry and from Germany. And what is all this? Let's get to know the new name, please. You know, and so on. And, but this verse was read. I remember that. And the poet. They don't read on. If I read it now, now it's so much verses we have heard. We read in our own time. Yes. Deva, Jagatpati. Yes.
This is about the middle of Bhagavad Gita, important words, it seems to me like one more thing to be important, like beginning, okay, at the end, and the middle is also important. Is there something which is considered like the middle of Bhagavad Gita, maybe?
Yeah, they'll have to turn again to His Holiness Krishna, etc. Maharaj. Is there something which is known like this is the middle?
Whether or not our chariots recognize, I think you made a nice point. The sixth canto is the middle in terms of number of cantos, although perhaps in terms of total number of chapters, it wouldn't be the middle. But yeah, it's in the beginning of the sixth canto. Certainly that account of Ajamila's liberation is crucial. So I think it's good whether the choice of this particular one.
I know one thing about the middle, but that the Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Purana is identified in another Purana, the Garuda Purana, as having the story of the liberation of another sixth canto personality, Vritasura. He's in the sixth canto. But yes, what our Maharaj is saying, yes, one could see like this, but
I have also not heard directly that it is recognized by Acharyas at the Mithra. Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj is working with Radhika Raman on a Bhagavatam publication, isn't it? It's more a summary study of the Bhagavatam, or what is it? Like that. Mm-hmm. And it will come out shortly.
Yeah, hopefully early next year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wonderful. Really, my dear devotees, I know that even I had to prepare this harder. I'm not also such a studious person like my two god brothers. I'm more a person who reads until something strikes me, and then. But I'm also not good. I run away from school, as you all know, when 15, and what can you expect from such a person? Really, this is an important subject. We have come to this movement for Krishna consciousness. We need to understand how does this movement work? How can it bring me the desired result of becoming Krishna conscious, how can I advance and come to a higher state than I am? And really, this thing of chanting the holy name of Kirtan is really important. I think here in Serbia, every one of you should learn to play instruments nicely, because Serbian people like to sing and dance. Hey, Jovana. Anyways, young people don't like to be singing songs. Old songs they don't identify. But we are very hard people. We are in Serbia. We want to be touched with our heart, by our heart, and then we are ready to give everything. So Kirtan can purify our heart and touch us in Krishna consciousness. And I think Madhva Muni has planned for today a longer Kirtan. Maybe we should stop here and ask Madhva Muni Prabhu to tell us what we do today. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Hare